Adam Flannery is my name. We are out here in Dingle Bay, just outside the harbour, as what we like to call Fungi's Cave.
And we're here on your boat.
She's called the Souness, and we're part of Dingle Dolphin Tours. Fungi has been missing since October last year. We've no idea where he's gone. We hope he's gone away, he's found himself a partner and just moved on to bigger and better things.
He was a beautiful, beautiful dolphin, and a very big dolphin with a great personality. Tell me about Fungi.
Fungi was about 12 or 13 foot in length, and we reckon he was upwards of maybe 500 kilos. We're not sure. He was completely wild, completely self-sufficient.
Didn't want to take food?
No, wouldn't take food. Just did what he wanted to do. So if Fungi didn't want to be seen, Fungi wouldn't be seen.
I understand at one point he lived in a cave. He would sleep with one eye open, one eye closed. Any sign of him? And do you miss him?
No, there's no sign of him, but yes, we do miss him. Like, Fungi was here in Dingle for 37 years. I'm only 29, so I've never...
You grew up with him?
Yeah,
like
never...
Like a brother?
Exactly, like a family member. Never come down the harbour here without seeing him until last October. And the last day I saw him was when we decided to bring our boats to the boatyard for the winter.
And he was like a friend. Tell us about his personality. He just vanished one day. Perhaps he met a lady dolphin and disappeared. Maybe he retired. He was like a friend. Tell us about that personality and why he loved the attention.
Like, nobody knows why he loved it, but we just presumed he did, because he always stuck around. Like, we used to come down the harbour early mornings or late evenings in our own small pleasure boats and just come down, stop the boat, and Fungi'd sit there beside you, and he'd bob up and down, and he'd play around with the anchor and chain. Like, he just loved to entertain and be part of the community. That's what he was.
Today in Dingle, it's busy, it's buzzing with tourists, everyone is social distancing, but it's pretty busy. Life goes on without him, and the tour boats go on without him, don't they?
We've had to come up with new ideas. We were lucky enough to have the boats, so some of the other members have decided to go off and do other things, and there was three of us stayed on, and we've started doing harbour tours here, and we do a mini eco tour and a Blasket tour, and it seems to be working. Fair play to the Irish, they've pulled out all the stops and done the staycation thing and supported us really well. For something that's only starting off, we're very pleased with the way it's going.
There are other dolphins though, aren't there?
There are. I mean, back around the Blasket Islands, 50% of the time you will come on common dolphins. The odd time you get Rizzo dolphins and bottlenose dolphins. This year there's been plenty sightings of minke whales. There's been 2 days of humpback whales, and just yesterday there was a sighting of a fin whale.
Wow, and will any of them, you know, take Fungi's place?
I don't think so. Like, we had common dolphins in here a week ago. They were here for 2 days and they just moved on
and
again.
And they scoffed.
Yeah, like, it was just like a nursery pod. You could see there was little small baby dolphins in with them. So we think they brought them in around the shore here to teach them how to feed and interact with boats, and then they just moved on and God knows where they're gone. Like, if you go on any of our Facebook or Instagram, Twitter accounts, it's all at Dingle Dolphin Tours, you will find so many fantastic photographs of Fungi from over the years that the skippers have taken, the crew have taken, and even the passengers themselves that have shared with us.
Having a chat with Emma Jane and your family, are you enjoying Dingle?
Yeah, it's gorgeous, fabulous, yeah.
We're here on this boat, no sign of Fungi, but you're enjoying it anyway.
Last year I always said I wanted to come down. I was going to come down this year to see him, but, you know, but we said we'd still come down anyways, you know. But yeah, it's absolutely fabulous, the views and all, so.
I haven't seen Fungi just yet.
I couldn't believe how busy it was when I got down here.
You travel from Belfast, are you enjoying Dingle?
It's beautiful.
The fish is better here than Donegal.
The fish is better.
I really want to meet this this Fungi, but like, and I really hope he's okay, and I hope he returns soon, but it's a shame we didn't get to see him today.
There's a big waves here. Oh, there we go.
Oh my God.
Hopefully you haven't eaten.
I have, yeah. I had a big Irish breakfast.
Loving Dingle, you know, I've always wanted to come here, and I'm really glad that I have. Really beautiful. Shame that we've missed, you know, himself, the dolphin.
So you didn't get to see Fungi?
Didn't, you know, it's like one of those old relatives that now, you know, you wish you'd always been to visit before they departed. So there's a lesson to us all.
You you came all the way from Donegal to Dingle. How long did that take?
9 hours, I think.
9 hours?
Yeah.
So Dingle is very much in your blood, Adam.
Yeah, like I was born and raised here. My father came from the town from Cooleen, which is situated on the sea. My uncles still live below there. So I've spent all my life around the pier here in Dingle.
What do you love about Dingle?
Everything. I went to Australia for a year and I just had to come back to it.
Really? Do you prefer Dingle to Australia?
Yeah, I think there was just salt in my veins and I had to come back to the salt air.
And whereabouts in Australia were you?
I was in Perth and Melbourne.
And this beats both?
It does, in my opinion anyway. Some people will tell you different, but in my eyes this is where I belong.
We're here in the heart of Dingle. You're inside this sort of bench stroke hut, a social distance kind of unit, and you're having fish and chips. I'm here with the O'Donovan family from Cork. How are you finding Dingle?
We've just arrived this morning, found it very busy, to be fair. We had to queue about 15 minutes for our fish and chips, even though it is worth it. It's absolutely
15
delicious.
Minutes.
15 minutes, yeah, but it's worth it. It's absolutely delicious. We went to visit friends in Dingle that we have here. They have a horse aquarium. So we were there this morning and saw the horses and stuff. Beautiful. Yeah, love it.
Any sign of Fungi?
I think Fungi is long gone, I'm afraid.
It's kind of confusing because it's not really like Cork.
I feel like it's way busier than Cork. There's more beaches, like.
Well, the one thing we weren't loving was the parking anyway. It was a disaster trying to get parking.
You couldn't get a space.
No spaces available. But no, it's beautiful. It's our first time down here, actually.
First time, and you're
first
from Limerick,
time, yeah,
and it's
Limerick, yeah.
Only on, well, it's actually a bit of a trek, isn't
it's
it?
A bit of small bit of a trek, yeah, but it was well worth the trip. It was lovely. Glad we came. My two sisters are laughing. My wife and my sister are laughing at me now.
So your wife and your sister, you're not married to both of them?
No.
The Eustaces and the O'Connors from Finglas. What do you think of Dingle?
It's a great place. Very, very lively, vibrant. We're lucky we have such a sunny day. It's fantastic.
It's brilliant. Dingle's so busy and bustling. It's nice after the year that we've had to see some liveliness around the place.
It's nice to see a lot of people down here, especially after Fungi going missing and Sam McGuire not being around Kerry as well, so the place is buzzing.
Last year we went to see Fungi, and like 2 months before he went missing. Well, at first I thought he got caught in a propeller, but now I just think he followed a school of fish out to like the ocean or something.
I'm having a chat with Mairead Monaghan. You're local in Dingle. Have you seen a season like this? It's pretty busy.
No, it definitely seems to be the busiest. With the weather especially, it was the busiest I've ever seen it.
We travelled down from Cavan, yeah, it was fabulous.
I'm having a chat with Johnny Hegarty and Mick McKenna. You're both locals here in Dingle. You're a Londoner and you're a Glaswegian.
I'm from tropical Glasgow.
Tropical Glasgow.
And a good Celtic supporter.
And how do you feel about sharing Dingle with this amount of tourists? Have you seen it this busy?
No.
Well, there's a man there.
No, I haven't, no.
How many
She's
years?
Very busy.
20 years.
Never seen it this busy?
No. It's very busy down this end anyway, isn't it, down here? It's a lock-up, I don't know, lock-down, lock-up, call it what you like, innit?
So a lock-in, maybe?
Yeah, lock-in, yeah.
As long as it's not a jail.
Everyone's glad to get out, aren't they?
I'm having a chat with Melita Powell from Ohio. You're on vacation here in Dingle, you've made the effort. What do you think?
I think it is quite busy, but, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's a lovely little town.
Anything like this in the States?
No. They're quite empty right now, surprisingly.
And how are you finding it? Obviously, you've been vaccinated. How are you finding all the rules and stuff?
It's much more strict than in the US. But I do understand. You guys, everyone seems much closer and more intertwined here than they are in the US.
Seamus Kennedy, Kerry County Council worker, keeping the streets clean. Have you seen Dingle this busy?
Last year and this year, very busy.
And you're emptying at bins constant, isn't
constantly,
it?
Constantly, six times, seven times a day. Yeah, we do our last round at 8:30 at night. Big numbers. A mixture this year, mostly Irish last year, but a big mixture this year of English and Irish, like in Northern Ireland, you know.
Councillor Brandon Fitzgerald from Dingletown. The common consensus is that it's just great to be welcoming people to the town. It's not the same. It will never be the same without Fungi. Fungi did many things for Dingle.
Did you know him personally? What was he like?
Friendly. He was just part of us. Anytime I ever said I was from Dingle, somebody said Fungi, and they smiled. So for me, Fungi was always happiness.
And I'm smiling now, even with the mention.
Yeah. And that's what it was about. Of course, people can be cynical and say, oh, he made a pile of people money. But it was the happiness. The boat operators, it wasn't a job, it was a way of life. They went out every single morning, every single day to see fungi, and not having fungi there. And then even just knowing people from around the world, around Ireland, who got the chance and the opportunity to go out and see and witness fungi there in the mouth of Dingle Harbour. And like, some of them had illnesses, some of them were sick, some of them had depression, but every single one had a smile on their face when they came in from seeing fungi. So the memory of fungi will always be in Dingle Harbour.